Sometimes I want you to kick us off with the We're Alives.
Yeah, I know, like, actually have something to introduce us. And
yeah.
I know that, the introduction and the...
The closer.
The closer, I'm just not great at.
And I'm always the one here with the laptop and the info and the preparation.
Hey, it's not a kick-ass love story without me in it. True. So I'm just going to be here too.
You're here for my arm candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we talk about how cute me and Dennis look?
Yeah, you guys match.
We have matching sweatshirts, outfits on.
He looks so happy.
He is happy. He always looks like this.
He does, except for it's a little tight, and so it kind of keeps his arm up.
It restricts his elbow movement. I need to get him a little bit bigger size.
It's only for a little bit, buddy. Yeah.
We look cute.
You guys do, yeah.
And he does. He's tired because I took him on a long walk this morning.
Yeah, yeah, he looks cute.
If he doesn't start pepping up, then people are going to be really concerned about him. He just lays here this whole time.
Yeah, yeah, but he is a senior, and he sleeps.
He'll be 13 this month, or yeah. In February.
Yeah, crazy.
I know, pretty nuts, huh? Okay, well, I have some updates for us. Some sad updates.
Oh, okay.
Well, not sad, but okay. So, you know, on the last podcast, how you said one of your friends said Jessa Rhodes mentioned me on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
And I was like so excited because she follows me on Instagram.
Yeah.
That was a fan account.
Which is crazy because it has like over 200,000.
It has like 200,000 followers, but yeah. that is a fan account. Definitely. Jessa Rhodes, that does not follow me on Instagram.
Okay, that is hilarious.
More embarrassing, I went and like DM'd and I was like, hey, I'm a really big fan of you. Like, everybody thinks we're twins and this and that. And then they responded as if they were Jessa Rhodes. They're like, thank you. I thought we were twins too.
Oh my gosh, you got catfished.
I got catfished and they changed their bio on Instagram to my twin at Paige Van Zandt.
Oh my gosh, you got completely catfished.
I got totally catfished. And then one of my followers messaged me, was like, hey girl, FYI, that's a fan page.
Her
real Insta is this, and then sent me the real Instagram.
Yeah, embarrassingly funny.
Embarrassingly funny. I legit got catfished.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well,
so that kind of sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean,
you still look alike.
We're still twins.
Yeah.
We are still twins.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was on TikTok.
Yeah.
And there was this study done. The podcast is from Robert Lustig, How Sugar and Processed Foods Impact Your Health.
Okay.
By Andrew Huberman.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
Andrew Huberman. Awesome.
I feel like I have to go back and redo the fast now.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I had Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And there was a study done for, I believe it was like 6 months. There was three categories, right? Yeah. There was regular soda, milk, diet soda, and water.
Okay.
So they had different groups of people consume 1 liter. So they had one group consume 1 liter of Diet Coke every day for 6 months.
Damn.
One group consume 1 liter of regular Coke every day for 6 months.
Damn.
Milk and water.
Okay.
All these different controls.
I could do the milk, but yeah.
I don't know that I could do the milk.
I could easily do the milk.
I could definitely do Diet Coke. So they got the results, right? Yeah. It's not surprising. The people who drank Coke every day gained, I believe, like 10 kilos is what they said.
Oh, damn.
Maybe not kilos. I could be saying that wrong. 10.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they gained a significant amount of weight.
Yeah.
Water, they lost a relatively good amount of weight.
Uh-huh.
So those aren't surprising. Then you get to the milk and the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Milk, what would you think?
I think gain weight with milk.
Milk. No change.
Oh, really? Okay.
No change. And this was presumably. This was whole fat milk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we can assume that it was whole fat milk.
Yeah.
Didn't specify, but
yeah. And probably then, 2%.
Yeah, I think whole fat, 2% regular milk. And then the last one, the Diet Coke.
Yes.
Zero calorie. What would you assume?
I'm guessing gained weight.
Gained weight. Yeah. It was a small amount of weight, but they gained weight.
Yeah.
And they said that it's because it puts your body into a metabolic state I guess the opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, it affects your body. And so I feel like I need to redo my 72-hour fast because I had that one stupid Diet Coke.
We have to do it again.
No,
but that is something I want to do at least once a year. So
I would say once every 6 months.
Okay, once every six months. So
once every six months.
Damn, so we're probably like 3 months from that.
Yeah, right? We're getting close. We're getting close to narrowing it down and figuring out when we want to get our 72-hour fast started again.
So funny thing about the milk, when I think I was a senior in high school, in Nenolchik, you know, they've got the general store, which at the time they've progressed a little bit now, my hometown, and now there's a Three Bears, which is a little bigger, but it was just the general store, and it was basically like a gas station, like market for any folks who, you know, live in the lower 48 or East Coast or whatever. But for lunch every day, I would go over to the general store and I'd get a half a gallon of milk and I would drink it every single day. And because I was lifting a lot of weights, like trying to get strong, you know, and so I would sit there. Also, I'd get so bored in school. I was like, I want to do something like speed up. And I would sit there and drink a half gallon of milk every
a half gallon.
Half gallon of milk every day.
That's a lot of milk.
Yeah. I love milk. I was a big milk drinker.
I was always chocolate milk. Like when you stood in like the line in the cafeteria and you went through and you got to pick your juice or whatever. Yeah, I was chocolate milk all day.
Me too. Yeah. We, our family though, like, you know, at dinner, when I was a kid, my mom would ask me, what do you want to drink, you know, with your dinner? And I'd always say, like, milk.
Yeah.
It was kind of a normal thing for
our
family.
We were a big milk family, too. It was like with dinner, you either got water or milk.
Yeah. Yeah. Kids. Water or milk.
Water or milk. And then, you know, you'd have your dad drinking beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I ran a poll on my Instagram.
Okay.
Or not a poll. So I was...
Oh, wait, before you go,
what?
Can I give one really, really exciting update?
Please, take it away.
Okay, I'm nervous to say this, but... Well, actually, no, I'm not nervous. I'm happy to say this.
You're going to say something that's going to piss me off, I can tell.
Well, I don't think so. I am currently student debt-free.
You're not.
I did. I took care of it. Yeah, I took care of it today, right before...
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Did you paid it?
I paid it.
Honey, you were supposed to negotiate to get it down.
Well, there wasn't. Yeah, there was no negotiating.
So you had to pay all your late fees too?
No late fees. I didn't have to pay any late fees. I guess I did negotiate a little bit.
So how much did you have to pay?
Well,
the full balance.
Yeah, the full balance.
So that included like 7 months of late fees.
No, she said the late fees... No late fees. But anyways, the student loan is paid off.
Okay.
Okay, so good. We've been going on about this and the student loan is paid off. So no more student loan.
I'm halfway proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah. I waited on the phone for an hour.
Because I just wanted to let everybody know your student loan, you know how much you borrowed 10 years ago?
Yeah.
$5,000.
Yeah.
Do you know how much you paid on that?
Probably.
About $3,000.
Yeah.
In over the years when you make your payments. Yeah. Do you know how much you just paid?
Yeah.
Close to $6,000.
No, not close to six.
It was five.
It was five.
That's close to six. It was over $5,000.
No, it was right at five.
Okay.
Yeah.
So of a $5,000 loan,
you paid $3,000 interest.
No, you paid $8,000.
Yeah.
So, well, I paid $5,000. You paid three.
Yeah.
Okay,
but hey, I did it. We took care of it, you know.
I'm minimally proud of you because
this will not
be
brought up again.
I know if I was on the phone, I would have gotten some of that money taken off.
Yeah, this lady was not having it. I had two unfortunate phone calls today. I had that one and then I had a expired redemption card. Any of my Panini card followers on here, I had an expired redemption. Mm-hmm. So I called in to Panini, and the lady was not very helpful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, hey, I got this. I gave her the code. She's like, yeah, I don't see this code anywhere. I was like, okay, well, that is the code, and I haven't redeemed it. And she finally was like, well, you can just go do it online or something. I was like, oh, okay. It's like, because wow. I don't really want the card. I wanted like them to send me like a sparkle pack or something cool. But
really wanted a sparkle pack.
Didn't get it. Yeah.
All right. Back to my Instagram.
Yes.
So this sparked because I went in and I got a Brazilian wax. Ooh. It's where they rip all the hair off your body. Mm-hmm. Anyway. You're
smooth like a seal.
I am. I'm smooth like a seal. So I thought of something funny. It was called Things That I Don't Trust. And I put out there, you know, I don't trust my waxer when she says that it's not going to hurt.
Yeah.
Because that shit hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts bad.
Yeah.
But everybody is pretty impressed because I have been waxing myself up until this point. And I finally was like, you know what? I'm just going to pay somebody to do it because I get wax all over our bathroom.
It's bad. Yeah, yes. Yeah, there'll be like random little spots in our bathroom. I'm like, yep, she waxed right there. And it's usually around like the outlets because you got to plug it in. It's like, yep, there's wax right here. I can feel it on my feet.
Yeah. And so I have goo gone in our bathroom to like scrape up and like get rid of all the wax from me waxing myself. And
it just makes it slick.
Sometimes you'll walk in and I'll be in these like crazy positions trying to wax it all away.
Yeah, I will. Maybe a little TMI, but you have tried a little waxing on me and I'm not a fan.
I have waxed you.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why?
Because it hurts.
Well, yes, it hurts.
Yeah, of course. I'm not a fan.
But you're smooth. I'm smooth for like a month.
Yeah, yeah.
My waxer waxes guys, if you're ever interested.
Not interested.
Not Thank interested.
You. Thank okay. you. Not interested.
I will say waxing your lower legs hurts 10,000 times worse than like your butthole. Oh, man. Like it hurts so much worse.
Oh, I can't even imagine waxing. All...
Yeah. Oh, it's bad. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so that led me to things that I don't trust.
Okay.
I don't trust my waxer when she says, this isn't going to hurt.
Yeah.
At all. So then I was like thinking of funny things, other things that I don't trust. Because they just like have, I was just like in this funny like things I don't trust day.
Yeah.
So because then we're at the gym.
Yeah.
And you know what else I don't trust? You know when you go into like bathrooms and it's just like a push button lock.
Yes.
And it's like the size of a pin.
The ones we have on all of our all of our doors here at the house. The ones
we have on all of our doors at the house, our bathrooms. It's just like you just boop, press a teeny tiny like the size of a tack.
Yeah.
I don't trust that that's going to lock the door.
Yeah.
And it's like when you're at the gym and you're going potty and the toilet's right in front of the door. Like
that pre-workout just hit, your stomach starts to gurgle a little bit. And
yeah. Well, I don't have that issue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I just got to pee, right?
Yes, I was going tinkle.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. So you're taking a poop at the gym.
Yeah.
And the toilet's right in front of the door. I don't trust that little push button is going to keep the door locked.
Yeah, I agree.
So then you're rushing and you're afraid they're going to open the door and everybody outside's just
You're gonna... just feverishly looking at the door handle waiting for it to...
Waiting for it to open.
Yeah.
Okay, so things I don't trust. I have a whole category. I have one more personally. And okay. then I have a list of ones from Instagram that okay. our fans wrote in.
Cool.
The last one is going to be so much TMI.
Oh, no.
But I don't go to my OBGYN anymore because I said things that I don't trust. My OBGYN, who box dyed his hair jet black and wore a bright red Lamborghini tracksuit, recommending birth control for a yeast infection.
Oh, my God. Gosh, yeah, that is.
I was trying to. So when we did have health insurance,
yeah,
I would go to the doctor because you're supposed to get like your annual exams.
Yeah,
and I just went to one that was within our network. So I walk in, he's got to be 70, like old, and he's wearing a bright red Lamborghini tracksuit.
Yeah,
not doctor clothes, Nothing. Like,
yeah, no scrubs.
No scrubs. Bright red Lamborghini tracksuit. I could tell he's just box dyed his hair jet black.
Yeah.
But he's like 70.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not fooling anybody. And then he just was like, oh, yeah, you just need to be on birth control.
Kind of a interesting profession for a guy, I feel like.
Yes. And so, like, needless to say, I was not going back.
Yeah. I mean, I understand, you know, doctor's a doctor, but gosh, how do you get into that?
How, like, do you get into that? Well, it's like, how long? I'm like curious. Like, I know, like, nurses have to renew their nursing license.
Yeah.
Do doctors have to renew their licenses to continue practicing? I would imagine,
yeah.
Because it's like, I think things have changed since he took the medical exam. Like, there's been some new progress in medicine.
Okay. I was thinking, like, wait, things changed? Like, the structure has changed? Or
no, vaginas are the same. Okay. But what people know about vaginas is vastly different.
Yeah.
When, like, before, whenever you had anything wrong with you, they just prescribed birth control. Like, you take birth control. Here's some birth control for you.
Yeah.
But now people know women's bodies, and like,
yeah,
it's a science down there.
Interesting. Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is my category, things that I don't trust.
Okay, mine's...
Those are the ones I had. Two bathroom things, and then, well, what, they all kind of involved vaginas.
Yeah, yeah. Mine, a little bit different of approach to mine, so... My first one, I hesitated saying this one because I really don't want to hurt his feelings, but I'm going to anyways.
Okay.
I don't trust my dad to keep a secret.
I don't trust your dad to keep a secret.
Love you, Dad, but man, he just, and you know what? He just, I'll tell him something and I'll say, hey, but don't tell my anybody. Sister, don't tell... And typically
within 20 minutes, your sister's calling. Yeah, like, it's calling me. Dad told me.
Yeah. So love you, Dad. If you listen, I might keep the secrets from you. Yeah. So that's my first one. My second one is,
okay, but can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
If I can.
Yes.
And I don't want to like step on your, you know, I don't want to cause drama within your family.
Oh boy. Here we go. Okay.
But whenever there's like tea in your family,
yeah,
it is a literal roundabout of your mom calling you, okay, well, don't tell anybody, don't even tell your sister.
Yeah.
And then your sister calling you, telling you the news.
Yeah.
You calling and telling your dad the news.
Yeah.
You all just go back and forth and telling each other, yeah, and saying, but don't tell anybody.
But don't tell the other one. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I think I'm probably just as guilty as...
Yes, but inevitably you all know.
Yeah. So maybe it should be, okay, I know. No, this is what it is. Going into it, telling my dad, I don't expect it. I just don't want him to. He's also an Uber driver, so I just don't want him to tell his Uber passengers, you know, like these, because that's something he would do.
That is something he would
but,
do.
But okay, my second thing I don't trust is mayonnaise from restaurants.
Okay, that's a little creepy, but boy, do I love mayonnaise.
I do not like mayo.
I love mayonnaise.
I'm not a mayo fan.
A hot Chick-fil-A sandwich with mayonnaise.
Yeah, hot, like, mayonnaise is so disgusting.
You know,
me.
I just microwaved my Subway sandwich.
And it had mayo all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for whatever reason, to me, that is so disgusting. And the other thing that kind of dovetails off of the mayonnaise, I don't trust that... tuna salad from Subway that's just sitting there.
You know, it's all like thing. It comes as like a powder, I think.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
But you're not a big Subway fan.
Yeah,
I love Subway.
I am. I like the meatball. But we talked about this last night.
We did.
The sandwich. I'm more of an artisanal.
You're fancy. That's why you're wearing a Alexander McQueen sweatshirt.
No, that has nothing to do with it. I just like, and you admitted it too, I like the portions of meat that I get on my...
Your chains are real. Alexander McQueen sweatshirt.
No, I like...
Fancy sandwiches.
Yes, I do like fancy sandwiches. Yeah. But yeah, I like the... I don't necessarily care as much for the chain. I love Firehouse Subs.
I love Firehouse Subs too.
Good. But I don't care for... I just don't care for like chain sandwiches as much as I do... It's like Mr. Beefy's. I love the Mr. Beefy sub so much.
Artisanal.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the same price.
You said something.
Okay.
Is it Dovetail? I thought it was Ducktail.
I think Dovetail.
Dovetail. I thought it was Ducktail. Let me Ducktail. Maybe I'm thinking of DuckTales, the cartoon.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's let me Dovetail. Yeah.
Do you remember DuckTales?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's get into. I have some really funny ones, and I think that you are going to agree with.
Zevia.
You need a little soda. I always have my energy drink behind me. Mm-hmm. I admittedly have had 2 cups of coffee.
Yeah, you've had a lot of caffeine today. Yeah.
3 cups of coffee. And now I'm on.
And now you're on a Red Bull.
And a diet soda.
Jeez.
I'm going to be wired.
And how much water have you drank?
Don't be a dick.
But the one who is just calling me out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here
water
we go.
Water doesn't like me.
Unreal.
Okay. So these are things that I don't trust. And okay. I want to know if you agree with the fans.
From the fans.
Or if you don't.
Okay.
This one's funny. I had to add it. Obviously, it was a hater. But I'm like, this is fucking hilarious. Things that I don't trust. That Paige VanZant hasn't slept with more than 500 people.
Oh, man.
Like, okay. Yeah, I'm on OnlyFans. But I've also been going on 6 years of marriage. So. Yeah. Yeah. And we got married when I was 23.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Somewhere between losing my virginity and 23, I had to sleep with 500 people.
Damn, that would, yeah.
That'd be hard.
That'd be tough.
I'd have to work really hard.
Yeah, but it's not true, right?
It is not true.
Okay. Yeah, I thought we talked about body count already.
Okay, there's a few on here about body count. I'm really excited to get to. Okay,
cool.
Okay. Things that I don't trust. That my wife telling me that she's not cheating on me.
Oh, damn.
Things that I don't trust.
Wait, is this the same guy?
Oh, no, you're just these are all firing different, off. Firing off.
Man, I feel bad rapid about fire. That one. I don't trust that my wife's not cheating on me. Ooh. That's a tough one.
Some of these are a bit rough.
Okay.
Things that I don't trust. Paige VanZant saying that she'll post more feet content.
Unreal.
People love my feet.
They do.
I got a fresh white pedicure right now.
Oh my gosh. I cannot wait to take your shoes and socks off after this.
That's in here. There's something about that in here.
Oh boy.
Things that I don't trust. USADA. Yeah. And that came from a fighter.
Oh,
so,
really? Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to say who.
Okay.
This one's funny. Okay. Things that I don't trust. Acupuncturists. They will stab you in the back the first chance they get.
That's funny. A little bit of a dad joke there.
A little bit of a dad joke.
Have you ever done acupuncture?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Absolutely hated it.
Really?
Yes.
I did it one time. Actually, it was part of a college course. It was like homeopathic health or something like that. And they took us to a studio and tried it. I did it once and I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things where you got to do it multiple times.
I think that's what they say, but I had such an uncomfortable experience. I, like, the guy forgot a needle, like, in my face.
Oh,
and then, like, it was just bad.
Yeah.
So, maybe I'll try again later.
Yeah.
Okay. Things I don't trust. Women, when they tell you their body count.
Ooh.
Isn't the statistic, like, this saying that women lie, they lie 3 under and guys lie 3 over?
Okay, all I know is there's a famous, it's a J. Cole song.
Okay.
And he says, she tells me she's only slept with 4 or 5, you know, expletives. So I know you gotta multiply by 3, I think is what the lyrics is.
Multiply.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
Maybe for women you multiply by 3.
Damn. Oh, it's a... I can't remember the exact song, but J. Cole's awesome. Anyways, yeah, so I think it's you got to multiply whatever the women say by 3.
And then the guys, you divide by 3.
Is that what it is?
It's got to be.
Oh, boy.
Wait, so what's your body count?
I can't remember. I've been hitting the head too many times.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I've already told you before, so you're just bringing up old garbage.
I know.
Nobody's perfect. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Juan, what were the lyrics for it?
It goes, her man on campus goes, she says she only fucked 4 or 5 bleep,
Yes, I knew it. Okay. Oh my
gosh. Okay.
Yeah,
that's funny. So you gotta multiply.
Okay.
Okay. You were kind of a hoe before we met. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I'm from a town of 800 people.
Ninilchik's
like 800 people. I'm related to
half of them.
I mean through marriage. Yeah, I'm related to a good portion, so yeah.
And Ninilchik is not Alabama.
No, Ninilchik is not Alabama. No.
Okay. Yeah. Things I don't trust. Farting after curry.
That's a good, because
this I agree with. And I'm sorry if this offends anybody, but people who make decisions based on astrology.
Oh.
I don't do the astrology thing.
I know. You're not a big.
You're in touch with the moon and the tides.
I just said it affects my sleep. Yeah. But
I know someone's like,
you know, your sign though, your zodiac sign.
I'm an Aries. And everyone's like, Aries. Oh, we're both Aries. We're both fiery. We must fight a lot. We're not meant to be together. You are
very fiery though.
But you're not.
Yeah, this is true.
You're not.
Yeah,
no. You're a peacekeeper.
I am.
So maybe you're an outlier. I don't know. My dad's also an Aries.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
So maybe you're just an anomaly.
I have to see the cutoff though. I'm not really like, yeah, but I yes, the decisions off of zodiac signs, astrology,
like, I can't because my moon's in my tide and something.
How about the healing crystals, kind of along the same lines?
I don't believe in healing crystals at all.
You're not gonna shove one of those
up your butt. Okay.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm not outing anybody, but you had a friend
whose
ex-wife would send me, they're called yoni eggs.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to stick them up inside your lady bits and like hold them in there and it tightens your, it works your vaginal muscles and then it like heals you, crystallizes.
Okay, so the healing part, but there is such a thing, aren't they called like Kegel eggs or like some
I think that's what yoni eggs are. Practice holding them inside of you for like 15 minutes.
And there's
like different weights. So it's like they're like get heavier.
Damn.
So you have to hold that up inside of you.
You're off.
I mean, I would do that just to, like, I'm curious.
Yeah, but I don't know about the healing aspect of it.
I don't think I'm going to be energized by a crystal that's inside of me.
Yeah, but I think also, I do think a lot of that stuff is placebo in a way where if you do truly believe it, because you know how powerful our minds are.
Yes.
If you really believe that it's working, then, you know, then it's probably working for
you. That's true.
So, you know, I could see that, but do I trust it? No.
No, I'm just, that just was never anything that I got into. I was going to say something so inappropriate.
Oh, boy.
Should I do it or not?
Yeah, I mean, you're very inappropriate. I was going to say,
I get really energized when something else is inside of me. Ow!
Yeah, you're very inappropriate. You embarrass me.
No.
Not in a way like that. You just make me
uncomfortable. Sorry, Dennis. Yeah. I got to stretch. Okay. All right. I don't want to hurt him, but he's like right in my way. Sorry, Dennis. Okay. Things that I don't trust. That Austin says he likes feet. Sounds like peer pressure to me. Hashtag free Austin.
Oh my gosh. Why the free me, I wonder?
Because you're forced to do foot stuff.
Because they think I'm for.
They think you're forced to like worship my feet.
I don't know that we.
You don't worship my feet.
No. I mean, I love your feet.
Thank you.
I give you foot rubs.
And, you do.
Yeah. But yes, am I. I'm not the, like, let's say hypothetically we just met and, you know, we're sexting each other. And
you're like, I can't wait to suck on your toes.
I'm not requesting, hey, would you mind lathering your feet up in butter and sending me a picture? Like, I'm not going to do that.
That's not what they all like.
No, it's similar. If it's not butter, it's clay.
Okay, things that I don't trust. When the OBGYN says you might feel some slight pressure, only the women will understand that one. women saying that the big ones hurt too much.
Oh.
No, I don't like them big. They hurt too much.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a funny one too.
Okay. This one's for you. Things that I don't trust. Last pack magic.
Oh, yeah. Last pack magic has not been very magical for me.
No, and tell everyone what last pack magic is.
Last pack of the box. It's supposed to, like,
when you've opened all your cards. You've
opened everything. You haven't hit shit yet. Uh-huh. And there's this last little pack there. And there's supposed to be something really good. Last pack magic. And
it's always shit.
Yeah. Typically just a giant letdown.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Things that I don't like. Trust. People that like black licorice.
Ooh, I love black licorice. I've always liked black licorice.
Black licorice is disgusting.
It's an acquired taste.
No. It's gross.
I've always really liked black licorice.
Ugh. Okay. Yeah. Things that I don't trust. These hoes. Okay, this one's funny. So, okay. Things that I don't trust. People who sleep in socks. If you sleep in socks, I think you're a psychopath.
Yeah, there's very few times in life that you should be sleeping in socks. So I think
yes.
If you're freezing to death or mm-hmm. if you're out camping and it's really cold. But yeah, other than that, I think there is some people though who do like to sleep
so,
in socks.
Which is so random because I was on social media yesterday and it came up that like Kim Kardashian sleeps in socks.
Like, and I was always.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It came up on like one interview that she had with like Jennifer Lawrence. And I was like,
that's so weird.
I know. Like my feet would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to. Maybe I'll try that tonight. Sleep in a pair of socks and see how I like it.
You're supposed to sleep butt naked. Okay, that's the healthiest way to sleep.
I do get chastised sometimes. This is a little diving into our personal life. But, you know, there'll be some times where I get into bed and I usually when we're home, like hanging out around the mm-hmm. house, I'm in a pair of shorts or.
Yeah.
And I usually, you know, go shirtless or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, because she likes to keep it a million fucking degrees in the house. But
no, I just don't like to pay for air conditioning.
Yes, which you did do a very good job at getting it. You lowered our
electric bill $600 a month.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So I typically just wear a pair of shorts around the house, no shirt. So a lot of times, you know, it's time for bed. I brush my teeth, whatever. I jump into bed. I just take the shorts off and I jump into bed in my underwear. And there has been many times that I get a mini ass chewing. You're supposed to be naked. Sleep naked.
I don't do it like that.
You do.
It's healthy for your sperm count.
Yeah.
Free the balls.
I think you just like to look at me naked.
Well, yeah. And also it's like if I'm naked and you're not naked, it's weird. Do you not love me?
No, I do. So let me explain a little bit.
Okay.
I do like sleeping naked. It does feel good. But I like sleeping with my underwear on sometimes too because I like to put my hands in and it's like a placeholder
for hands. Me.
Yeah.
That's a guy thing.
It's a guy thing. Yeah, guys will understand. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But. Okay. I'm going to rapid fire.
Okay.
Things that I don't trust, Jack in the Box. Really? I love Jack in the Box, yeah. Especially, you know, the tacos that they have.
Yeah.
Do they still have their tacos?
I couldn't tell you the last time I had Jack in the Box.
No, I was in like high school.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
I've had to have had it sometime, but I don't think like, I can't ever remember a time ever having Jack in the Box.
I had Jack in the Box a lot in high school.
Yeah.
Carl's Jr. It was like the only thing that was open super late.
Okay.
Okay. Things that I don't trust, Airbnbs.
Huh, yeah.
Cruise ships.
Yeah, we have not. I've never been on a cruise.
And you know what? We've talked about it and like talked about it. It would be so fun to have our whole family on a cruise. No.
Still scary for you.
I don't fuck with cruises. I'm not interested.
Really? I thought we came up. Mm-mm. I thought we decided that it would be fun.
No. I saw a video of people on the cruise and they're just like wiggling around and it's like, no.
Yeah.
The ocean can consume souls. Do you know how powerful the ocean is? Have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also commercial fish too.
Yeah, and your brother was on Deadliest Catch. He knows how freaky the ocean is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, but your stance kind of changes from week to week on this. So we'll revisit this again next week we'll and come see. Back. Yeah.
Okay. Things that I don't trust. Conor McGregor fighting again.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. He doesn't really need to, but...
He doesn't need to.
Yeah.
But he says he's going to.
Yeah.
Okay, a woman who says, I'm fine.
A woman who says, oh, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm fine. Oh, 100%.
I'm fine.
Yeah, if you just... If I ask you if something's wrong and you just say, I'm fine, I know immediately there's something wrong.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
But I can pretty much tell if something's wrong.
But we've gotten really good at, like, not... poking and prodding at the other person, like, just tell me what's wrong, just tell me what's wrong.
Yeah,
the best, like, this is relationship advice, the best thing you can say to a partner when they're, you know, something's wrong and they won't tell you, you just say, you'll tell me eventually.
Yeah, that's what we say
too. You'll tell me eventually.
Yeah,
because then it's like, yes, I know I'm gonna tell you later, and then it's like, then you have a second to take your mind out of that, like, obsessive angry state, and then you just be like, yeah, I know I'm gonna tell him later, I should just get it over with.
Yeah,
and then it helps.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, typically, if you feel like there's something wrong with me, I think I pretty much, I don't really hang on to it as much, I think. But also, usually if there's something wrong, it's just I'm cranky.
Yeah, you're just in cranky mood.
I'm just, like, tired or cranky. Yeah.
Okay. Someone said snakes, banks, and Boeing 737.
Snakes, banks, and Boeing 737s.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy's got a fear of flying.
Well, the 737s are the ones that are having all the issues.
Oh, okay.
The 737 Maxes.
Oh, okay.
There was another one that was just grounded, I believe, in Portland.
Like, recent?
Recently. Crazy. Like, outside of the one that had the door that blew off. Yeah. I believe there was another instance.
Damn.
So, gas station sushi.
Yeah, no way.
Things that I don't trust. He's just a friend. And then he adds in a colon, they're engaged now.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
So this couple, they're going and the guy's like, gosh, why do you hang out with him so much?
He's just a friend.
And she's like, he's just a friend. And then they break up and then she gets engaged.
Okay. Do you believe that... We only have a few left on here.
Okay.
Do you believe, though, this is a good question, that your partner should be able to have a close friend of the opposite sex? Like,
so
if I had a best friend who's a straight guy, or you had a best friend who's a straight girl.
Yeah, I've got a couple schools of thought here. My ears. I think, okay, so let's take, for instance, it's a childhood best friend. You've grown up, like, my sister has one, you know, her best friend. They've been best friends since we were, like, 4 years old or something, you know, and he's...
But becomes a family friend.
That's the thing. It's like... His family and our family, you know, we're close. Mm-hmm. He's more of a brother to her than anything else. I know my brother-in-law would never be
concerned.
Yeah. Now, let's say we're married.
I go to the gym and I become friends with a guy that I work out with.
Yeah. And he's your best friend and he's... heterosexual and
I'm not cool with that either. Like, say you come home and you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go hang out with a girl that I train with at American Top Team, and I'd be like, absolutely the fuck not.
Yeah, I just don't think that's appropriate.
No, it's not appropriate. Yeah.
You know, and I think, yeah, definitely not appropriate to do, especially alone. But yeah, I mean, and I think the significant other who is doing this, who is best friends, they have to be, like, aware of the fact that, yeah, that's not really a crazy normal, and it would probably hurt my significant other's feelings. So.
Yeah, that's not a super normal thing. And I think you can have, like, gym friends. Like, yeah, you go, you can
For sure
talk to somebody while you're there, but it's not like you're gonna go hang out just the two of you.
Yeah, we're gonna go get coffee, and I'll be home, we're going to get coffee, and
then I show up at coffee and I kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I agree. I think that's, yeah.
Okay. A few more things that I don't trust: lab grown meat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. I'm not a big, I don't do the,
no, I don't do lab grown
the
meat.
The plant. The nope. Impossible burgers, something
okay,
like that.
Okay, no, I do. I really do like
lab. I know you do, and I don't like. Okay, lab grown. Yeah, they're like, they're starting to like
grow meat.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
We don't need to get into all that though. Okay, lab grown meat, used car salesman.
Yeah.
Just be honest. I won't be mad.
Oh yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, yeah.
When just girls be honest, say, just be honest, mad. I won't be mad.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
But usually when I say that, it's because I already know the truth.
Yeah.
And I want you to say it.
You want to hear it come out my dirty little mouth.
Dirty little mouth say it.
Yeah.
I'm already mad. If yeah. I say that, I'm already mad.
Yeah. Ooh, that's scary.
This is funny. Things that I don't trust: a hoe, a bro, or the 5-0. Okay, my wife unsupervised at Target.
Yeah.
People who don't like dogs.
Yeah.
Light sparring.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to just light
spar. Let's do some light sparring. And that's usually when you come home with like your forehead cut open.
Yeah.
Oh, me on your OnlyFans because I'll spend my entire savings on you.
Okay. Oh, geez.
Miami drivers.
Yeah, oh, that too.
I'm a Miami driver though.
You have adopted the Miami road. Way. Yeah.
I love it.
Drive like a fucking bat out of hell.
When the Mexican restaurant says it's not spicy.
Yeah.
We went to Mexican food the other night and I was like, oh, that's something. Because we love spicy food.
Yeah.
And our salsa, we're like, okay, well, can we get the spicy salsa?
Yeah, because like, the oh, one yeah. we had no spice.
No
yeah.
spice. They bring over this other stuff. And I'm like, I take a little bit and I'm like, oh, that's hot. Yeah. And I was like, here, honey, try this.
Yeah.
It was really. Sure
they thought it was hilarious, the gringo eating the spicy.
It was so spicy. Yeah. Okay, those were things that I don't trust.
I love that. That's
those
funny.
Were the people who wrote in. Yeah. And those were good.
Those are really good.
Those were really, really good. Okay. On a more serious note.
Yeah.
If we should. I get a lot of stuff from Instagram. But I feel like it applies to our lives a lot. I follow a lot of like relationship stuff.
Yeah.
There was this divorce lawyer who was speaking about how long you should live with somebody before getting married.
Okay.
What do you think the time frame is? Because.
Oh, what do I think the divorce lawyer said?
Yes. What do you think the divorce lawyer said? Now, we got married. We lived together 6 months?
Yeah.
No, probably a year, actually.
No, yeah, because we were engaged after 6 months, and then it was another 6 months
of being
engaged.
6 months to our wedding,
yeah.
And you moved in with me right away.
Yeah.
So we were together for a year and lived together for a year.
Yeah.
And then we got married.
Yeah.
So divorce lawyer, what do you think is the minimum term he believes you should live with somebody before getting married?
Ooh, I'm going to go like right off the rip. Now I'm trying to think of what they might say because I got a different opinion, but my initial thought was 5 years. I'm going to scale it back because 5 years could be a little while. 3 years.
The divorce lawyer said you should live with somebody for 5 years before you marry them.
Oh, damn.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That means we would just now be getting married.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going on 6 years. We just celebrated our 5-year wedding anniversary in September. I guess we've lived together for 6 years. But
yeah, so we've been together for 6 years.
But 5 years of living with somebody before you get married? That's insane. I mean, I get it, but.
Yeah, I think, we're still learning things about one another. I definitely at a lot slower or, maybe not even really learning things about each other, but yeah, I don't know. That seems 5 years
like a long time.
Seems but not everyone's the same, and you definitely see cases where people have been together for a really long time. They're still not married, and
some people choose never to get married. Some people be married forever and then they get divorced. It's like I just feel like there's no like standard outline for marriage. And
well, and the other thing too is I think thinking like this, like marriage definitely doesn't fix or change like issues that you might have in the relationship and stuff. So, you know, so maybe, yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. 5 years seems like a while.
It seems like a long time. And especially because we can honestly say, like, when we got married, it didn't change anything.
No.
And yeah. So it's like, okay, if you're going to be together with someone for 5 years, you might as well get married.
Yeah. And I think if anything, marriage, getting married is more of a, more of a motivator to fix issues or you know, try to come up with a resolution in a relationship. You know, it's like, cause then you are legally bound to one another through marriage. And as we know, we're currently going through a little bit. Divorce is not easy.
It's not. Yeah. But life, when you are married to your partner,
yeah,
the way our government and our system is set up is so much easier if you're married.
Yeah.
I can't do anything for you or help you if we're not married.
Yeah,
but once we're married, I can schedule your doctor's appointments. I can do your taxes. I can set up your bank accounts. And we can do all these things that, like, just makes life easier.
Yeah.
Like the billing, banking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, well, I think we shared a bank account like right away.
No, we had to because I had no money. So we pretty much had to share one right away.
Okay. They also said that couples who spend, the more you spend on your wedding,
yeah,
the higher the probability of it ending in divorce.
Crazy. And I wonder what the idea of that is, like, why.
I don't know. But yeah. I think it's just maybe you focus so much on this, like, superficial, like, you want everyone to see your life as this, like, beautiful, glamorous, like, high end thing, and you focus so much more on superficial aspects of it,
yeah,
versus just two people coming together as one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think that's the issue. So we obviously paid for our wedding ourselves.
Yeah.
And we did it very cheap.
Yeah, yeah. We had you know, some help here and there from family and friends and
stuff. Yeah. We had a lot of, like, friends and family help with, like, setting everything up. We had, like, one of my childhood best friends was my maid of honor, did, yep, my hair. Her and her mom did my hair and makeup. Yeah. They, like, helped set up the whole thing. They helped do all the decor. You're really good friends. And now my friends helped deliver all of the chairs and stuff.
But even, like, our photographer and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Our photographer was a friend. Our videographer, or we didn't even do videos.
John Watkins shot. Yeah, really, yeah, good guy. I haven't talked to him for a while. But
yeah, they did our photos for us. We just kind of were like, you know what? Who can help us? Let's just throw this thing together. Because we want to get married. We want to come together. And
yeah,
let's get fucking married.
And we didn't want any. We wanted, and we've told this story before, but you wanted to just elope. But, you know, my mom wanted to see my
firstborn son, the baby,
all this. So, but yeah, I think for us, it was just like, let's make this as easy
as possible.
Yeah. And just come together, have a good time, celebrate, you know, the union of you and I. And it did. It worked out perfect.
I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah, it was so fun.
My dress was $500. It was the first one I tried on. And I was like, yeah, that'll do.
Crazy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
And then now I have my wedding dress framed in a shadow box in our room. And the frame cost more than the dress.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
Yeah. So the idea is the couples who spend... Was there, like, a certain amount of money? Was there, like, a threshold?
I didn't notice that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I didn't pay attention. But, yeah, the more a couple spends on a wedding, the higher the probability of it ending in divorce.
Damn,
I think
that's crazy.
The superficialness of it, I guess, or the, like, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Is they're focused more on just, like, the show versus what it means to actually be married.
Yeah, what the actual meaning is. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I want to do a quick little thing on Valentine's Day.
Okay. Oh, it's coming up.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Fuck, I gotta get my stuff together. Was there anything on what the divorce rate was if you don't plan Valentine's Day out?
No. Okay. Because, if we're honest,
yeah,
anniversaries, birthdays, holidays, we don't get each other anything.
Yeah, we really
don't. For the most part, we'll just be like, hey, do you want a box of cards or do you want a pair of shoes? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of, like, go back and forth, and it's like, hey, do you want to do this for each other, or do you want to go spend the night in Miami? It's kind of like a team effort when we plan holidays and gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
So like for Valentine's Day, you asked me what I want to do, and I was like, oh, let's just go to the movies.
Yeah, the new movie coming out, the Bob Marley.
The Bob Marley movie. Yeah, I want to go see that.
Yeah.
So we're going to go see that on Valentine's Day.
Cool.
But should there be an expectation when you're dating or married for Valentine's Day, and should the expectation be on the man or the woman?
So there's the cliche saying, like, why would I, you know, and this comes from guys who don't plan. They probably forget Valentine's Day, and it's why should I make a big deal of Valentine's Day? I celebrate her every single day, you know, all that. I don't know that there necessarily needs to be there doesn't need to be an expectation, but I do think it's important and special for couples to do stuff like, you know, to go on date nights and to treat your significant other to gifts or flowers or stuff like that, you know, to make them feel appreciated.
Yeah. And my thought is, like, you should date your spouse or your significant other every day.
Yeah.
You're dating every day.
Yeah.
Get gifts here and there. You do the laundry for me. You'll come home with flowers, a new Starbucks cup. Like,
yeah,
you'll date me every day. So there doesn't need to be this extravagant, like, what am I going to top over next year? It's like, I feel like you're always going to be trying to top the year after year after year, and the gifts, and it's just like, I feel like it goes down to the superficial, like the wedding stuff too.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, I agree with that. I think there's a couple, I don't know, I have a couple different opinions. I do think though that it's good to celebrate something, and you know, and there's a day set up for it in the US, or I guess probably around the world.
But I think Valentine's Day was made up by like greeting card companies to make money.
That's true too.
I truly believe that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably true.
But too. I'm a conspiracy theorist, so
yes, you are. I think it's good though to you know, and I'm also guilty of not like having things prepared for Valentine's Day.
I'm pretty sure that like for the first 4 or 5 years we were together, you didn't get me anything for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So, I don't know about that. I think that's a lie.
Remember the year you like ordered me flowers from this company?
Yeah, I did get screwed over. I had got these flowers ordered like special. It was the same where you got your nice little tracksuit.
It was like an Instagram ad.
Yeah, it was an Instagram ad. No, they had messaged me and like all this, and I'd set it all up, and they were gonna bring like these big roses and a heart thing, and they never showed up, and I looked like such a dumbass.
Never showed up.
Yeah, they never.
Because that
showed
was
up.
A year I like got you stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So yes, I am guilty. Expectation, no, but if it, you know. But it is it's a great gesture.
I like working together. If you want to get me like flowers and chocolates and a teddy bear, whatever, that's adorable. Love it. But I also am so excited for us to just like go to a movie and do something just together. And like we can decide together, like, hey, are we getting gifts for each other this year or are we not?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe it's more of a like earlier on in your relationship, you should definitely, I think it's probably, yes, here is my thought. Earlier on in the relationship, it's a good idea for the guy to set special things up, you know, for Valentine's Day, because you're like showing initiative, and then as the relationship progresses, you know,
then you're just like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, and then you kind of then you do things together, you know, and but who knows? You know what? Probably next year, the year after, I'm going to set something so crazy. I'm going to blow your fucking mind.
You haven't even taken me on a honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was promised a honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, I'll see you in another 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay. I will.
Our life's a honeymoon.
No, my honeymoon will be in Thailand.
Okay.
And I will be in Thailand with or without you.
COVID kind of slowed things down. You couldn't try. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I will say we got super into the show, the Netflix show, Love on the Spectrum.
Love it. Yeah.
That is single-handedly the greatest show I've seen in my entire life. Like,
it's a cute show.
Talk about romance. Like, it is cute. Like, the love that they have for each other and, like, that, you know what? I take it back. Abby and David.
Yeah.
David's like the ideal partner.
Yeah.
He gets Abby a gift constantly. On their first date, do you know where they went? The zoo.
Yeah.
And Abby mentioned that she really wanted to go to Africa to see lions.
Uh-huh.
2 years into their dating, where did he take her?
To Africa.
Africa.
Yeah, see, I don't think I watched all the episodes mm-hmm. in the first season or whatever, but I did just watch all of them, and I love it for sure. It's a good, great show. And on a more serious note, we have a nephew who's on the spectrum and stuff, and he's definitely like on the level or on par with the folks you see on the show and stuff. And I know it was like really hard for my sister when they first found out that he had autism and
it's cool that they put shows like that out, because you can just truly, like, for like families who are struggling, like with the, you know, getting diagnosed, you know, at a young age, then they get to see like, yeah, life is still wonderful.
For sure. Yeah. And so, yeah. Anyways, we just binged. Love on the Spectrum. Yes,
if you have not watched Love on the Spectrum, you will cry. You will laugh. Like, yeah. I want to rewatch the whole thing, and I really hope they come out with another season.
It's a good show. Who's your favorite person on there?
Now, my favorite relationship is Abby and David.
Yeah.
My favorite is Tanner.
Tanner.
He is so cute.
He's got a really cool Instagram, too.
I just want to be like Tanner. Like, yeah.
What is his Instagram?
It's Tanner with the tism.
Tanner with the tism, yeah.
If I could be like him, like, one, so nice. Like, says yes, ma'am, yes, sir. And then just, like, full of life and joy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the most impressive part is just, yeah, how happy. I couldn't ever like look at him and imagine him being in a bad mood. Like, no. Just a really happy guy, happy kid. And yeah, I like James.
I like James too. So
I like Connor. I like all Connor. Of them. They're all, it's, yeah.
That is anyways, my new favorite show.
Yeah, really good show. Yeah. Definitely recommend.
Definitely recommend.
A few of us guys could learn a couple of things from
seriously
them on that show.
Like, yeah. The fact that David, the first date, Abby mentioned wanting to go to Africa. He took her to Africa.
I would imagine on our first date, you probably mentioned wanting Thailand. To go to Thailand.
And we've been married for 500 years now, and you have not taken me to Thailand.
It's coming, I promise.
I don't have high hopes.
Next episode is going to be filmed in Thailand.
I really hope so. But anyways, I don't know why I typed this on here. I'm sure there was a point to it. It just says, be your partner's cheerleader.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You're great, honey.
I think we do a good job.
I think we do a really good job being each other's cheerleaders.
Yeah.
You support all my crazy antics.
Yeah.
I support you.
Oh, yeah.
And your crazy antics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about on last episode that we were going to talk about, like, fight stuff.
Okay.
We don't have to.
Yeah. There's just a lot of moving parts.
Well, and I wasn't sure how much, like, I don't know if I want it to be, like, a thing, the, like, my fight stuff until I have more, like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I just got, like, I didn't get called out. I got respectfully asked to fight in my DMs by
a
pretty notable athlete. And it's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued for sure. But also, it's like, I just got to figure out what I want to do next.
Yeah. Yeah. It's finding the passion and, you know, it's not an easy thing for sure.
No. It's not. And I'm just, you know, I'm just happy. I'm just happy right now.
Yeah.
I got me. I have Dennis and we're matching tracksuits.
Yeah.
We're just living a good life. Oh, I got a text. Okay. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
I for sure am in a movie.
Oh, which one?
I don't know if it came out yet, if I can say.
Oh. The one release. You've already done?
No, well, obviously I'm in Skill House, and okay, I filmed it in LA.
Oh, the other one. The
Skill House comes out next month.
Yeah.
Forget. I'm just gonna say it because if I'm not supposed to say it, we'll cut it out. But yeah. The new Kickboxer movie.
Oh shit!
I officially have a role in Kickboxer 3, and the producer, somebody texted me. The director is gonna reach out. They're getting me with an acting coach, so I'm gonna start doing my acting lessons.
Oh, yeah, you haven't told me shit.
They texted me yesterday.
Yesterday? Yeah. What? I figured they texted you while I was at practice earlier. Well,
no, I signed the contract a while ago, and you knew that.
Well, yeah, I knew that, but...
So, signed the contract a while ago, and it just kind of everything went silent, but they just texted me, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to get you an acting coach. The acting coach is going to email you, so I'm going to be working with an acting coach, and I'm going to be in a new Kickboxer movie. Yes.
Okay, congratulations.
That's cool. Can I give you some tea? So yes. I was actually supposed to be in the last Kickboxer.
Yeah.
And they filmed it. Did we talk about this on the podcast already?
I think we did, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it was going to be filmed in Thailand.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I had to turn down going to Thailand.
Yeah.
So I could kick Beck Rawlings in the head.
Yeah. So.
Which I am happy I had that fight.
Yeah. Have they said anything about filming or?
No, okay. No, they haven't. But I think the director is going to reach out and give me a little bit more of the details and stuff like that. Oh, they're going to send me the script too.
Okay, interesting. So, well,
getting the script.
That's exciting.
Going to be another
movie. So see, yeah, you got.
I'm an actress now.
Yeah, you got a lot of amazing.
Well,
things.
And okay, and like this is going to sound very superficial. Like, I don't know how this is going to sound. Like, yes, I absolutely love fighting, and I still have a desire and a drive to fight. But I feel like it's the same thing as like Conor McGregor. It's like, all right. He's making so much money.
Yeah.
Does he want to volunteer to sacrifice? I know, like, obviously, you know, the sacrifice it takes to be a fighter.
Yeah.
The dedication, the time, the energy to go get punched in the face for a long time.
Yeah.
When I can just do all the other awesome things that I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just finding when I want to, like, sit down and be like, all right, I'm going to make life changes and dedicate my life to this.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I mean, but opportunities like this keep popping up, then
they do.
Who knows?
I know. Yeah. And well, I don't like to leave it a cliffhanger like that, but I'm very excited to be in this next movie.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited for my movie to come out.
Yes. I know. Hopefully hopefully soon.
Yeah.
But where are we at?
We're at an hour three.
Okay, perfect.
An hour three.
Yeah.
I was worried about this episode. I didn't come super prepared.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was like straight from practice, made some food and
I really liked our last episode though. Honestly, it was so good. Talking about, I'm curious what people are going to think about Dana turning me down being a ring girl.
Yeah, that's going to be funny.
That's going to be really funny. You want to try to close this out?
I will.
You can do it.
Butcher it.
I'll help you. Okay. I'll help you.
All right, guys. Hey, that's an episode. This is a kick-ass love story. Please like and subscribe on YouTube or anywhere else you would find your podcast.
Yes.
OnlyFans, Spotify, Apple, and I'm Austin. This is Paige, and that's Dennis.
That was so good.
Was it? Okay.
All
good attempt.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we're out.